absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello. Have you ever wondered whether podcasting might help your freelance business? This is Anne Fox in Denmark of Absolutely Intercultural, the podcast about all things intercultural. Welcome to this special edition of the podcast, recorded in September 2013 in Tallinn, Estonia, at the CETAR Congress. CETAR is the Society for Intercultural Education, Training and Research, and this is an edited version of the workshop I led on how to include podcasting as part of your social media presence. I started by asking the workshop participants to explore their phones and find the recorder, which is on almost all of them nowadays. And so what you're about to hear includes recordings from Sigvor Bagger testing out her phone. You will also hear the voices of such CETAR luminaries as Matthew Hill and Sabrina Ziegler. On the YouTube version of this podcast, you can also follow the presentation slides. And if you want some help in starting with podcasting in your business, then just drop me an email or leave a comment and we can take it from there. So we pick up the workshop at the point where I had asked participants what they thought a podcast was.
I'm not sure because we ended up at two definitions or possibilities. One is something downloadable audio on an internet site. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if this notion podcast includes also the fact that it is something regular, so on a site of a newspaper or journal, for example, appearing regularly, a shortcut maybe from the last interviews or news or something.
Okay, that seems pretty good to me. The fact that it's downloadable, that's true. The fact that it is regular, that's also true to a certain extent. But some podcasters feel less obliged to do it regularly than others. I remember this morning we were told that it's a good idea to have a plan when you're blogging. It's also a good idea to have a plan when you're podcasting. I'm good at that when I'm podcasting because we have a schedule and there are red faces all round if we miss the deadline for some reason. I don't think we have, but we've come close a couple of times.
I think I've heard, too, that it's something like a share folder. People can contribute to it at some point, and then it can be, you know, shared.
Yeah. Well, part of the definition of a podcast is that it is online. So just making a recording, what you're doing now is not a podcast until it becomes online and accessible to other people. So certainly this sharing is why it's put into the category of social media, because we, for example, when we put our podcast on a website, we invite people to make comments, and so it, in that way it is shared. Podcast is mainly about sound, but it can also be a video podcast. Very recently, as a podcast, we've been experimenting with putting it on YouTube as well, so that it has a potential for a wider audience. That's a little more tricky than you might imagine, actually, because YouTube wants to see video format. It doesn't want to see audio format. So when we try and put audio format up to onto YouTube, we have to do something special. I just wanted to try and get you going with the with the phone and the recording process. So this is basically what I'm going to go through. We're just finished looking at the what, and I'm also going to have a look at why and how. Some tools, but I'm not going to say very much about that, in keeping with the rest of the day, where the tools have become rather easy. And then next steps for you, something that you can do straight away if you're interested. So you found your audio recorder, and as I say, they're everywhere. The next question is, why would you want to podcast? Can you see a reason for involving audio recordings in your own business to promote your own business? A couple of minutes, if you use your partners again and use your phones.
Distinguish yourself. already did something similar.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went to Asia, traveling to Asia 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went to interview international managers that work for Asian companies. And I video recorded the interviews and I podcasted them to my email contacts to advertise what I'm interested to and what I was working on. And it was fun. I learned about it. And I think people were watching them. And so it was a nice way, a multimedia way to advertise and to give and to communicate what I do.
So you have a good experience with podcasting.
Yes, a sort of. I didn't know that was, I could call it podcast, but now I've discovered how I can name this experience and this kind of advertisement. Yes, but I also uploaded those interview on my website.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So that's what she was asking.
Yeah.
Should I ask you too? Do you use a podcast or on your homepage if you have one?
Or I don't have a homepage, but I use recordings that are streamed, not downloadable, for all the segments of our cross-cultural training program that has links for trainers to access anytime they want to refresh or learn about it.
Great. Thank you. All right, turn it off.
Just before I take some of your suggestions, just to show you that I'm not the only podcaster in the room, because we have some other people who you've met already today who also do podcasts. And actually, there are quite a variety of podcasts. I think, for example, Matthew does 5-minute podcasts, which are...
The coaching minute.
So what I want to do is I want to go around and get a couple of good reasons why you might want to podcast. And why podcast as against blogging, or maybe not as against blogging, but in addition to blogging, why podcasting at all? So did you come up with any reasons? Sabrina, you're one of those who already does, so tell me why.
Well, there's two reasons. On the first, I like to utilize the power of iTunes, which is basically a free platform that will actually help to promote my work and the podcast that I've done. I reach people who don't normally see me on social media or read my blog. And the shelf life of a podcast is much longer than that of a post or of a Pinterest or a tweet that you would put out.
Mm-hmm. Right, loads of good reasons there.
It's an amazing way of building up a tribe. So if you do it on a regular basis, I know not everyone does, week after week, month after month, you can build some amazing numbers of people who loyally put in. You used to have the RSS feed, so it goes automatically to their computer, their in-tray, and they can follow you. And you build up a real relationship. And when you meet these guys or they get in contact, it's very much a warm relationship.
Okay, thank you. I want to mention something which you may not have thought of before, and that is I think that the people in this room and the people in this conference probably tend to be very text-oriented. And the people we're trying to reach may not be so text-oriented. And so it's good to think about different media for that reason. Maybe one reason why Sabrina thinks about photos, images. So you're reaching people in a different way. So that would be one powerful reason for adding podcasts to your repertoire. I remember when the internet first started and it was like just text. And as time has gone on, we've got pictures. Pictures were okay. Video was a bit dodgy because of bandwidth. And now everybody wants video. Everybody wants sound. So I think that it's a natural tendency for humans to prefer the sound and the video over the text in many instances, not all.
That podcasts are really mobile. So it's something like I will, before I travel, I'll go look on iTunes and find like certain podcasts that I want to listen to, download it to my phone, and then I have it when I'm out on the go. So when I'm traveling or if I'm running, I always have it with me so I can listen to it while doing something else.
That's another good reason for not having video, because if you're driving, you can't watch video, or if you're running, you can't watch video. So we've stuck with the audio, but other people have gone with the video. So that's a choice that you have to make. That was the why. And the next question is how you might do it. And one basic thing which Matthew alluded to earlier, I think it was, whether you decide to do spontaneous talk or whether you decide to use a script. And there's pros and cons for both of them. Many people are very, very bad at reading a script with the right intonation and the right feeling, unless you're a professional actor, I guess. But then if you go for spontaneous talk, then you might have people who are stumbling and so on. And so then you have the problem that you're going to spend time editing, maybe or maybe not. Sabrina, just out of interest, can I ask, do you edit your podcasts or not? Because I know that they're based on conversations.
I record them with the intention that I could edit them if I need to. So my podcasts are a lot of interviews. So I will pose the question, and then I normally count to 10. And then the person will answer, and then I will count to 10 again before I post. So I built in those times that I could edit it out if I need to. And depending what I'm going to do with my podcast, if I'm going to leave it as the full podcast, then I will just edit out those 10 seconds. But also, if I want like little clips that I put on like a website or in other media forms,
See,
I think about what do I want to do with my podcast after the podcast is done. Then I will segment those little, cut out those little pieces, and I can reuse it for other things.
Yeah, it's a big question. I think the script option is it's not a good idea in many cases. But I use a script for the links, but I never use a script for the interviews. So the interviews are always spontaneous, whereas the scripts, I just want to say what I want to say as quickly as I can. So I just use a script. And I hope that it comes over okay. So that's one choice that you have to make. And then another choice is whether you're interviewing face-to-face using, for example, one of these things, one of your phones, your computers, whatever, or whether you use Skype. And then most of my interviews tend to be using Skype because I'm talking to people all over the world. And it's not possible and not economic for me to go out and meet them. So I use Skype a lot. Skype has improved enormously since 2006. But even so, sometimes there are some quality issues. So I wonder if maybe you could have a little think with your partner about whether you would, if you were to go into do some podcasting, would it be more face-to-face interviews, doing it this way, or would it be possibly using Skype, and you can easily get some recording software that will record Skype interviews? Skype isn't the only option. There are plenty of other options. So Skype or face-to-face? Think about your situation. What would work best for you? Don't forget to record.
Face-to-face or by Skype?
Well, coming back to what I said before, that I already done it, I used both modalities. So the face-to-face when I was traveling, because I was going into the company, meeting people, and so I was standing the camera in front of us, while the Skype modality, I've been using it when I have more confidence with people, I know them, and or when they are far away, that the only way is to use Skype. Actually, from the video recording point of view, also the Skype modality give a good quality with a fixed camera, and I didn't have any problem. So,
okay,
you can save time, let's say, sometime using the Skype modality.
Exactly. Thank you. What about you? Would you use prefer face-to-face or Skype if you would use?
No, you do. You use and are happy with whatever has to be used for that particular situation. The interesting thing with Skype for my work is we're not allowed to use it because it's not secure. And many corporations forbid the use of Skype.
Okay, so
the video piece. Mm-hmm. If you use it just for phone, then
yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never tried to record those, but yes, Skype has the security issues. Most of my work is just me,
mm-hmm.
and the issue of a script or not would mean that I wouldn't have done anything. And so I just start the recording and get it done. And I make sure that I don't do too many ums and ahs and things like that. So
okay.
That's what I have to focus on.
Thank you.
I have been asked how we get people for the podcast, and as I say, we have been going since 2006, so that's quite a number of people. People get in touch with me, but also I should say that I get in touch with people. I read something interesting on the internet, and I just bang off an email and say, "Would you mind being on our podcast?" And obviously, do it by Skype. Okay, so did you come up with any great ideas for what you thought about whether you would be involved mainly in face-to-face or Skype interviews?
I think that it depends. For example, if it's the first contact,
yeah.
First contact, in my opinion, has to be face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can be, we know the person, we are in touch with this person face-to-face, and
yeah.
then we can use Skype or the other tools to communicate yeah. after.
That's one part of the how, which would be the content, and it would be how you actually get your recording. And there's obviously other parts to the how, which would be the tools. What I'm hoping is that you've got some recordings on your phone, and then the question is, if you wanted to make that into a podcast, what could you do with it? So the first question is whether or not you would want to edit it. Let's assume you don't want to edit it, to keep it simple. So you have several options if you want to make it into a podcast. And remember, the thing is to get it online. And so there are some simple tools you can use. And then if you decided that podcasting was something for you, then it probably would be a good idea to do it more independently. Self-hosted. But for example, the biggest, most well-known would be Podomatic. And I'm assuming that everybody is able to attach their phone to their computer and see what's on the phone and then find the audio file. From there, you would need to have a membership, an account with something like Podomatic, and then you could simply upload it. So it would be quite simple, and you would need to write something. A little pet hate of mine is I don't like to click on something unless I know what it's going to be about, so and also how long it's going to be. I hate it on some videos where you click and you have no idea and you think, oh, it's going to be an hour. I didn't want to spend an hour on this. So I think that the basic information people should give is what it's about and how long it's going to last. iPadio is another wonderful tool, which is especially good for people with phones because you can simply send the recording as it is up to iPadio, and they do all the work for you so that you have your own channel, as Podomatic does. So I don't know if you have any comments, because your Matthew is an expert user of iPadio. I'm a recent convert.
You literally turn it on, turn it off, and then it says, do you want to unload? And then you just write a description with your tag words, very important, and it's there.
And then I've got some embedded code. I bet it sent it to me, and you put that on your own website. So your latest thing will immediately appear on your website as your latest podcast, which is just wonderful. And you can also track your numbers, the number of hits you've got, which is another useful way of measuring whether you're boring people or scintillating.
I did not understand how was that you send it from the mobile because you
are so literally.
You send it to the iPad,
you? I talk, I stop. Do I want to publish it? Yes, and they ask me to type in the description. You can do this online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say publish, and it goes automatically, and it does everything. It is mind-blowingly automatic.
So you say where to send it, to which site?
Well, it's an iPadio account, and then if you've got embedded piece in your website, then that works.
Okay. Yeah, so Skype I've already mentioned. Alternatives, if you need them. Audacity is an editing, free editing tool. For PCs, Macs have them already there because you can do that in GarageBand, and that always comes with your Mac. So that's your recording, and then your editing, and then your publishing. Podomatic, iPadio. There used to be something called Postgres, which was absolutely wonderful, but they broke it. They shut it down. And this, is, of course, is a danger when you host somewhere else, but usually they give you a lot of notice so you can rescue stuff. YouTube I've put there for video podcasting, because if you make videos and produce them regularly, you can have a YouTube channel, and that also counts as podcasting. What we're doing with our podcast is we're putting the audio with some slides, and that's what gives us problems, because we're trying to upload an audio file, which you're not allowed to on YouTube, so it's a bit problematic at the moment, but we're doing it. So those are the tools, and I don't actually want to talk very much more about the tools, but if anybody has any questions, not too technical, but just general questions about the tools used, then I'd be happy to take them. What we do is we have our own hosting, and we publish through iTunes, as you mentioned, so that if you're looking through podcasts in iTunes, then you can find us. And we're still actually one of the few podcasts that come up when you search on intercultural communication or stuff like that when you're going through iTunes. So I can't believe it, actually, after 6-7 years, that there are so few that come up. Any questions about the tools? Yeah?
So which of these, I think, well, Skype, of course, for PCs, and Podomatic for PCs, and YouTube, is Audacity and iPadio? iPadio would have to be Apple, then.
No. These are actually all PC compatible, and all of them except Audacity are probably Mac compatible as well, but the Mac people don't need Audacity. So, although I think that you can actually, I don't know why you would want to, but you can. I think you can download Audacity to Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all PC friendly, all those, and some of them are iPad friendly. That's a bit of a bit confusing actually.
Yes,
it's
it
called
is.
iPadio, but it has got right. nothing to do with an iPad,
right.
because you use it on your mobile phone. So that was very briefly about tools. What did I pay for? I paid for a mic. You heard why earlier. I paid for this as well. And we pay for hosting. But you don't have to pay for hosting initially. So if you just wanted to try it out, you could try one of them, like Podomatic or something. But on a free account, then you would eventually, sooner or later, come up against a limit. And I don't think we could put 7 years of podcasts on Podomatic anymore. So that's the reason why we host our own. And the next steps, right. Well, the next steps really are up to you, whether you believe that it's something that would add value to your online presence or not. And so I think that the final short chat should be about what plans, well, maybe plans is too concrete, but what ideas would you like to explore for putting a little bit of audio in amongst your online presence? So a couple of minutes for that.
So,
yes, I
next
thought
steps.
That I will do what I already did with some new people I want to interview, specialize on some region, like world region, geographical region, and because I have a new project in October, have to cover, I think I'm going to use a video interview. I will do run with them, and then I can also upload those interview in my website or in my newsletter or whatever. So it's some new material that will give a constant in what I already previously did.
Okay, thank you.
Previously did.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any plans, next steps?
I would like to try 1 minute podcasts to maybe the audio only as a link in a letter to our trainer network. Because I'd like to try it, and I think it would have great benefit, but just a 1 minute.
Okay.
No more than that.
Thank you.
And how about you, Sigvor?
I've never tried it. I never tried it. I never worked with iPod. Now I'm getting very curious. And I think I would start also only with the audio.
Mm.
That I would start like you, a short, just to try it out, and maybe later with videos. But audio is that what interests me more.
I'm wondering if anonymized case studies from your previous work maybe might be an idea. I don't know.
I thought it would be good as an addition to your blog. So you already have the theme for your blog. You write your blog, so you already know what you're going to talk about. And then do the podcast for maybe another audience that either accesses through a different channel or is more audiovisual rather than visual.
Yeah.
But then you already know what you're going to talk about. So.
And then do what you feel most comfortable doing or that you feel you're the strongest. I love just talking. I don't like sitting down and having to write something, and I don't like a camera staring at me in the face, so videos wouldn't work, but just talking.
That's really interesting, because I think I overheard over here somebody saying that audio was not her medium. Is that right?
I like writing.
Yeah? Okay. So this is what I'm saying, that there is room for audio, because some people prefer it, and some people prefer writing. Yeah?
It just occurred to me that at least some short audio segment is a way for people to get to know you better.
Yes.
If all they know you is through writing, if they can hear your voice, even not seeing you, it's a little bit more...
More personal.
You
use more of a human sense.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. My main message is have a go. I think that's been the message all along today.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.